Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Engineering Entrepreneur Podcast, episode 151. As always, this is your host, Scott Tarsi, and I run CADDesignHelp.com. Please go to my website, CADDesignHelp.com, and when you do, we will send you a free PDF of the top four mistakes inventors make. Please leave me a review on iTunes. It would help out. I have an online course. If you want to become an engineering entrepreneur like myself, check that out on my website and send me an email for any feedback or requests, info@CADDesignHelp.com. Our guest this week is Leo Zhang, and he is a staff engineer at a new company called Amplitude. So, Leo, thanks for coming on. Thanks for your time. I guess I'll start with, what type of engineer is a staff engineer?
Right. So technically speaking, a staff engineer is someone who is part of the technical decision-making process. So like if we want to do like a large migration or just any sort of like large technical change, the staff engineer is one of the people who is involved in that conversation, driving that conversation. People who are generally like relied on by leadership to make those technical decisions. Although functionally,
what is that the type of engineer that like engineer you did in school? Like I did mechanical engineering in school. What type of school? Right. Like what kind of engineering did you do in school?
Oh, I'm a software engineer. I'm a staff software engineer. So staff just means like more senior than senior.
I understand. Okay. So you're like high level, like C level engineer. I got you. And why did you choose this career path? Why did you choose software engineering?
Yeah. Interesting story. I actually started making websites very, very early on. In fifth grade, I made my first website. And then just very early on, I knew that I like tech. I like making websites. I like making products, stuff that people interact with. And
what type of website, like what type of platform do you use? Like WordPress, Wix? There's all these different tools out there.
Yeah. Website. Yeah. Actually, all of those tools you mentioned are great for people who want to start getting into making websites today. What I used back then was actually called Google Page Creator. It's no longer functional, but Google used to have a thing for you to like just drag and drop and drag and drop elements and like make a simple website without actually needing to code. But then a few years later, I actually needed to make more advanced website, needed to code. And then that's when I, switch over to just writing like raw HTML and then like, moving away from like these Wix WordPress style, no code solutions. But like for viewers watching, like those are like, if you're not already in like never made a website before, like Wix and whatnot are still great options to just get started. Especially if, trying to start a business and, just need to get a website quickly up and running. Yeah, definitely would recommend something like WordPress.
Very cool. Yeah, I like to ask like people's like background and learn like, because it's like people are like, wow, that's cool that you're like you do a software engineer, but like I don't even know like the first thing. So that's kind of like the first thing you did was make websites using that thing I called Page Builder. I'm assuming that was like the original Wix was like Google Page Builder. Yeah. And now, like, there's different ways of doing it. Yeah. Okay, so moving on from there then, now did you start this up? Your current company is called Amplitude. Did you start the company or? Okay, so you're the founder or not one of the founders?
No, I'm definitely not one of the founders. I joined Amplitude in this past year as a staff software engineer. Previously, I was at Facebook for a few years. As well as I was at several other companies like Google, Pinterest, and whatnot. For Ask Amplitude, one of the projects that I've been working on at Amplitude, I am working directly with a founder, but no, I'm definitely not a founder.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess so. Tell us about like how you got started with them, like what's the company's goals?
Yeah, so I guess I'll share a bit about more about like what Amplitude is, I guess, for some viewers who may not be familiar with Amplitude. So Amplitude launched about 10 years ago. We're a digital analytics platform. So we help customers understand their customers, how customers use their product. So for example, like what actions customers perform on their websites. So if users want to like, say like if you have a complicated sign up flow and then you want to see like where users drop off, like what are the breakdowns of each user that drops off at each step of the sign up flow, like Amplitude is a great tool to help you, figure that out, figure out how you can optimize your sign up flow. There's like a ton of tools in Amplitude for anywhere from engineers to product to product managers to C-suite folks to understand your products. And we have more than 3,000 customers like Shopify, like NBC, Instacart, like lots of big names are using Amplitude to understand their products. Prior to
Yeah,
me
no,
joining Amplitude, oh, sorry.
that's yeah, let me tell you something. The clients for CAD work, and I know I get visitors. I have a Google Analytics connected, so I know I get visitors, but I don't know what they do when they get there. So I guess I need this tool or something similar to it is the only way for me to know. Like, why did it not send me an email? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what pages did I go to see? How long were they in the site? Like, Google Analytics doesn't tell me from what I can, what I've used it for. Like, I can, it doesn't tell me a lot. Like, I just, all I kind of know is like, kind of like what country they're from, not individual users' data, because I don't think you can ever get access to that. But like, just as a general rule, like how many people came from the United States, right, or whatever country, and how many, and how long they stay, like. That's kind of all I got. It doesn't tell me
Right.
much. That's, I guess, what you guys do is you expand upon that.
Yeah, Amplitude, we allow you to do like the full range of analysis from the very general like Google, like we out of the box, we give you like number of people who use it, who use your product, from what country, like all those basics that you get from Google Analytics. In addition, we let you drill down just as detailed as you want to the level of being able to view exactly how each user used your website. So for example, like if you want to understand like why particular users from a particular country or using a particular browser is using a product, you can actually click into that user and see exactly how they move their mouse, what buttons they click on, right
Oh, wow.
from the moment they open your website to the moment they leave. You get to see everything to really like drill down and understand how each user is using it. Obviously, you can also just aggregate this data if you want just some numbers, some stats.
I'm surprised, like, with the, because that's like basically you're tracking users. Like, do they have to give permission? Because, like, you know, it's like, I imagine people like, I don't want to be tracked by this site. Like, usually, like, if you go on your browser, it says, like, it's tracking your location. Do you want to allow or not allow? Like, is that going on here?
Yeah, we I guess would expect the people using our products to ask for consent from users. Yeah, and a lot of it is for people who are currently logged in. So like a lot of our product is built around the assumption that people are logged in and they have a user ID attached to their current session. So if they're already logged in, presumably they've already agreed to all the permission and all the tracking.
Well, like when people go to my website, like there's no login, like they're just visiting it, right? Like, I mean, I can log into my WordPress, but like just a random person who says, "Oh, I need a CAD design done," they might go to my site, but there's no logging in. So how would that work?
Right. So I think we would expect you to ask users for the consent for tracking, at least in certain places like Europe. But yeah, that's not like I don't know the details of there, but yeah, I would assume we rely on the customers themselves to go and ask users for permission before any tracking begins.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some use cases then. I mean, I understand how what it's good for. Like I also have some, I have like an Etsy store. So I'm assuming that I could use this as like a plugin or whatever, put it on my Etsy store. And then, you know, if people visit a listing and don't buy, like I'm not sure what kind of info, like I don't sure what kind of changes I could make, but maybe give me a use case where somebody improved their sales as a result of using this, because I don't know, maybe
Sure.
they added more pictures or whatever. I'm just trying to drill down into the practicality of it.
Yeah, for sure. So one big reason I joined Amplitude was because at a prior company at Lime, we use Amplitude to help debug these sort of issues. So we added a lot of logging, and we were able to use it to debug where users were dropping off. So like let's say in our signup flow, we noticed that like with certain versions of a particular, I think it was like a certain version of iOS, so certain iPhone users, basically had a 100% drop-off rate at a certain step of our sign-up flow. And using Amplitude, we're able to like know exactly which step, exactly which browser, like we're able to break it down and find the exact segment of users that were not completing our sign-up flow. So using that data, we're able to go in and find a bug for iOS. And that was the reason why people couldn't complete the sign-up flow. Like
Oh,
without Amplitude,
this sign up flow for Amplitude itself.
Oh no, it was for Lime. Like my previous company it was a different company. We
Oh,
use
okay, so tell
Amplitude
me,
to.
yeah, well, so tell me about that. So yeah, I didn't understand what you're talking about. So
Oh, sorry.
what was this company?
Oh yeah, so Lime is a like micro they provide scooters for users to rent and be able to complete the last mile
Oh
reservations of
yeah.
it.
No, we have those in Charlotte, or at least we
Yeah.
used to. I haven't been downtown Charlotte for a minute, but
The green scooters you see everywhere.
Okay, so tell me what was going on with the Lime company. It was like, so they wanted to rent the scooter, and they went to the app store to get to the app, and then
Yeah, they
like they
downloaded the
got
app.
okay.
They try to complete the sign-up flow. They go through the steps to sign up to use Lime. But the issue was we were seeing a lower than expected. Like we're seeing a large drop-off. Like there are a lot of products out there that can tell you that there's a large drop-off, but for Amplitude, we were able to use Amplitude to really drill down into what are the characteristics of the users who are dropping off. So the characteristics we saw was that like basically everyone using a particular version of iOS were dropping off, and were able to like understand that like there was an issue with iOS. Like our app just had a bug, and then we're able to go and fix it. Without Amplitude, we would like kind of probably just like not even know about the bug and just leave it there, and then like miss out on a lot of users who could have signed up.
So yeah, I imagine like people that would use the scooter app, they would like see it and they're like, oh, that's cool. I'm walking around the city. I want to use the thing. So they go to the app store to do it, and there was some kind of issue and they weren't completing it. But people on Android, like, let's say like, because I guess you can start tracking once they initially go to the app store and download it. So there's a step, that's step one. And then the final step would be they put their credit card in and they rent it. So if people are dropping, so like maybe let's say 70% of Android users would start it and complete it, because maybe there's some percentage that, oh, it's too expensive, or no, I don't have enough time to rent it, or they were just curious about how it worked. You know, there's some percentage of that. But like, so Android phones had like a 70%, like Google phones maybe were like 60%, like they're in line. And then the Apple phones were like, oh, there's only 20%. What's going on here? And that's when you guys use Amplitude to figure that out. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. We had
So
Amplitude
let's
logging.
hear, yeah. So let's hear about the technical side then of like that next step of like, how did you figure it out? Let's hear you talk about that.
Sure, yeah. So, we already had Amplitude tracking for a lot of our actions, like each step of the sign-up flow, each button users clicked, those were all already logged. So we're able to see that like on this particular step, users using a particular type of device were dropping off at basically 100% rate. But then we still didn't know what the exact problem was. So what we did was we just added more detailed Amplitude logging, more detailed logging to really figure out like the exact part of the code actually that was causing the issue, and then we're able to go and fix that. So one thing that we wanted, or like that I was supposed to talk about today, is our Amplitude Easy launch, which happened this week. So previously, we needed engineers to go in and add custom logging, just like I did back then. It was a lot of effort to log each action, but with Amplitude Easy, one of the features that we launched was auto capture, which means that like engineers don't need to go and log individual action. It just Amplitude does it automatically for you for the common actions. Like say you're viewing a page, everyone wants to log viewing a page. So instead of requiring engineers to go and do that, with Amplitude Easy, it just happens automatically. As well as stuff like submitting a form, like clicking certain buttons, like it's just automatic. So much easier to get started now.
So why did that have to be done manually before versus automatically tracked?
Yeah, because I guess we first of all, as a relatively newer company back then, this was like 5 years ago, so Amplitude was 5 years old. We didn't know what type of data users want. Nowadays, we know like for sure, like every user tracks page views, so we would want to do that automatically for our customers. Other stuff are just like we didn't know that this was a desire by customers, that this was something that customers wanted. Because back then Amplitude is a relatively advanced product on the market compared to like Google Analytics, which is like, easier to get started, but also less that it can do. Amplitude is the other end. It was relatively harder to get started, but it could do a lot. So we expect our users to be like engineers, to be technical people, who wouldn't mind like spending that time to go and add the logging and really drill down onto into what users want. But now we're starting to see that Amplitude is becoming more and more popular. There are a lot of customers who may not be that technical, and they don't want to spend that technical effort to set everything up. They just want to drop in, keep it as simple as possible, and just get as much value as they can while doing basically no work. And that's what Amplitude Easy and Auto Capture enables right now. We also
Okay, so
we talked about WordPress earlier. We also launched a WordPress plugin to, you can just install the plugin and then you have Amplitude set up for your entire WordPress site. Just, quick and easy.
what would that cost me? I don't have a WordPress website if I wanted to install it. Like, show me the costs and is it something that, as a basic WordPress user, I'm not super advanced, but I can do some basic stuff. Like, I can add a blog post or update a page, put a picture in. Do a little SEO. Like, I've got those abilities so far, and I'm pretty good at like learning new things. So like, break it down for me what it would look like for someone like me with a, a small business and a website on WordPress.
We do our pricing is based on the number of users you have or the number of users you would like to track. Our free tier goes up to 50K people per month. I believe that that you can track for free, and then it goes up to the more people you want to track, the bigger your company grows.
Okay,
Obviously, the
that
more
makes sense.
expensive it gets.
Okay, well, I'll definitely give it a try then, because I think
Yeah.
I only get like, I want to get more, so this would be a good starting place. And
Yeah, for
I've
sure.
been pretty, and for the last 5 years or whatever, maybe not 5 years, 3 years, but it's always, I feel like I'm always around 1,000 visits a month, so I'm way below the threshold, obviously. So I'll just get the what's the Amplitude Express? Is that what it's called?
Amplitude Express. So we have a starter tier. That's the free tier.
Yeah.
If it's a few thousand, for sure, the free tier should remain free. For the viewers, if for example, if they have a startup, if they are a VC funded startup, we have special pricing for that. Or if people are already using Snowflake, we recently launched a feature where people can import their or use their Snowflake and analyze their Snowflake data for free by using Amplitude. So Amplitude, currently we have our data processing layer and we have our front end UI. But essentially what this means is people can use their data from Snowflake while using the Amplitude UI for free. So if your data is already in Snowflake, you just get free, better UI instead of having to use
Okay,
the Snowflake UI.
and the plugin is just you just search for Amplitude on the whatever the plugin thing is on WordPress, and it'll be right there, I'm assuming.
Yes, it should be.
Cool, very cool. What other I don't know, insights can you give us?
So I think one thing, I guess first I can briefly talk about what are some of the things we did for Amplitude Easy. I did mention that we launched earlier this week. The reason for launching it is that people wanted a simpler setup. Some of the other things we launched recently was Ask Amplitude. It's our AI assistant. We found that a lot of our users, a lot of our customers that are our big companies, you would have a data science team who would use Amplitude to answer questions, and then you might have a C-suite person who would have questions about their data, but they don't know how to use Amplitude. So they would go and ask someone from the data science team, hey, can you pull data for weekly actions or whatever? But with Ask Amplitude, now those C-suite or any non-technical people can just go and ask Amplitude directly. They can just type in the question, give me the weekly actives or weekly actives per country or browser or whatever, just break it down. And then our AI is able to use ChatGPT to generate, interpret what the user wants and generate charts based on what users want. And so far, our customers love it. We use it a lot internally to quickly generate charts. So now people don't even need to spend the time understanding our UI. They can just, type a simple question and get the chart they want.
Okay, but I'm assuming at this point that you guys don't do any kind of you can just show data, like it's up to the user to like understand it, implement changes to get better results. Do you know what I mean? Because like if I get the app and I look in there and it gives me all these charts, like that's not necessarily going to solve my lack of visits. I need to get a higher number of visitors. It's like a sales funnel. It's like if I get 1,000 visitors a month, maybe 10 send an email and I get one sale. Like, to get those numbers up, I guess it's up to me to figure that part out. Like, what do I need to change or do?
For the most part, customers will need to figure out themselves. For a little bit of automatic, debugging these sort of issues, we have feature flags and experiments. So if you wanted to start an experiment, so let's say like you have two different pricings, you want to figure out which pricing is better, you could run an experiment, and then what Amplitude can tell you is like if you for this pricing you get however many viewers, like whatever bounce rate, and like you can put experiments pretty much everywhere in your product. And then we're able to tell you like you should be launching this variant of your experiment because this is giving you better results. But otherwise, outside of experiments, like yes, you would have to understand the product yourself, and we give you the tools to understand your product. And then we don't have the insights into like what exactly your website does, what exactly the business, like what exactly you're targeting. So that would be up to the customers to figure that out themselves.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, I don't have many other questions. So if you don't have any more things you want to say, I have two last two questions I usually ask are, what is your number one tip? So you have a lot of experience with startups and software engineering, and what would your tip be for engineers out there?
For engineers out there, as in like people getting started in the software engineering field, or
Yeah, it could be for whatever. You have a lot of experience. So, like, what kind of sticks out in your mind?
sure, yeah. I guess for yeah, so for people who want to get into engineering, like I'd say just go and make your own business, or go make like a website, an app. So for example, if you want to use like Wix or WordPress or something to just make something quick, you can put in Amplitude to understand the users. It's always fun to like just build a random website and then just see like people from around the world accessing it. I used to use like Google Analytics for that, but now that there's like the Amplitude free tier, that could be a good option to see like how exactly users are using the product. So imagine like if there's any viewers who like are never made a website before. You make a website, you don't know who's using it, you don't know if it's like being seen anywhere. But now you have like this analytics to see that like you have like people from on the other side of the world accessing your website and clicking around and like seeing the stuff that you wrote. It's a really interesting experience, and that's how you like get started and really start to love software engineering as a field, as both a job and a hobby.
Very cool. And lastly, if people want to get in contact with you and your company, what's the best way?
Yeah, we have amplitude.com. Everything's in there. If you want to learn more about our Amplitude Easy launch, just search up Amplitude Easy. There's a ton of articles, going over each product that we launched recently. And yeah, check out our free tier or startup tier, or if you're using Snowflake, check out our free Snowflake product.
All right, cool. All right, Leo. Well, thanks for your time, and we'll catch everyone next time on the podcast.
All right, thank you, Scott. It's nice chatting with you.